How air pollution affects early brain development. The brain develops at staggering rates, from the tip of a 3 mm neural tube to more than 100 billion neurons weighing 1.3 kilograms. The prenatal period and early childhood are marked by great strides in brain development that form important foundations. While this is a time of mental opportunity, it is also a time of mental vulnerability. A New Zealand longitudinal study suggests that exposure to air pollution from conception through early life may have an array of negative consequences for cognition, behavior, and emotion. Given these health effects, it helps to know how to minimize the risk through dietary and non-dietary measures. Air pollution and children's mental health. The study published in Environmental Research identified outdoor air pollution as one of the key environmental threats to health. While growing evidence points to a link between exposure and negative mental health effects in adults, little is known about how early life exposure affects children. To gain insight into the effect of pollution in this age group, researchers analyzed data on 1,265 New Zealand children collected from conception to age 10. Using the children's addresses, they estimated air pollution levels to gauge exposure and compared these with mental health outcomes. The results showed several associations. Persistently high prenatal and postnatal exposure was associated with attention problems. Higher prenatal exposure was linked to higher rates of substance abuse. Increased preschool exposure predicted lower educational attainment, conduct problems, and substance abuse. Persistently elevated childhood exposure was connected to a higher risk of substance abuse. Underlying factors. In hypothesizing factors that may underlie the links, the study authors suggested that exposure to air pollution during the sensitive periods of prenatal and early childhood development may disrupt neurodevelopmental pathways. Other conjectures include an accumulation hypothesis, involving persistently high exposure, and a critical window hypothesis, involving exposure during particularly important time periods. The authors also stated that structural and functional brain changes may contribute to the observed outcomes. A concurrent systematic review published in Environmental Science found evidence supporting this hypothesis. After looking at 26 research papers, the results suggested that neurotoxins from prenatal pollution exposure may be linked to reduced blood flow to the brain in different regions throughout childhood and adolescence. Because blood carries oxygen and nutrients to tissues, reduced flow may result in suboptimal brain function. Neurotoxins from pollution may also lead to a decrease in the volume of certain brain structures. Foods rich in antioxidants. An array of antioxidant-rich foods can reduce the oxidative stress from air pollution, said Adairet Dana Hawk, a registered dietitian nutritionist at Dining with Nature. Oxidative stress happens when the body has an imbalance between free radicals and antioxidants. Free radicals are oxygen-containing molecules with an uneven number of electrons, which makes them react easily with other molecules and cause harm in the body. Antioxidants are molecules that can donate an electron to a free radical, making it more stable and less likely to produce damage. To combat oxidative stress caused by air pollution, prioritize foods rich in key antioxidants such as vitamin C, vitamin E, selenium, beta-carotene, zinc, and flavonoids, said Hawk. She provided the following examples. Berries, such as blueberries, strawberries, and raspberries, are high in vitamin C and flavonoids. Avocados are rich in vitamin E. Leafy greens, such as spinach, arugula, and Swiss chard, are excellent sources of vitamin C and beta-carotene. Nuts and seeds are good sources of vitamin E, selenium, and zinc. The Mediterranean diet is an antioxidant-rich and anti-inflammatory eating plan that can help promote optimal health and reduce the oxidative stress associated with air pollution, said Shelley Balls, a registered dietitian nutritionist at Flawless Bloom. Its constituents include an abundance of lean protein from fish, beans, and nuts, as well as whole grains, fruits, vegetables, and healthy fats like olive oil, she told the Epoch Times. Honestly, I recommend this diet for everyone, not just pregnant mothers, in order to promote health and lower the likelihood of chronic disease. A 2019 study published in Circulation provides evidence of the Mediterranean diet's capacity to reduce the harmful consequences of air pollution exposure. One of the effects of long-term exposure is a higher risk of cardiovascular disease death, so the authors investigated whether the diet may lower the likelihood. After evaluating data on more than 500,000 people and following them for a span of 17 years, they found that the Mediterranean diet may offer significant protection from CVD death stemming from air pollution. Adequate nutrient intake. A study published in the Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health describes how nutrient deficiencies can worsen the effects of air pollution in various ways. For example, deficiencies in vitamin A, iron, or iodine can increase sensitivity to toxic compounds, and a deficiency in vitamin C can increase oxidative stress. The Mediterranean diet can maintain nutrient levels. Authors of a review published in Nutrients found that those who followed a Mediterranean diet were at lower risk of inadequate nutrient and micronutrient intake. Foods that support detoxification pathways. When considering how to reduce the effects of air pollution, it's important to focus on foods with natural detoxifying properties, said Hawk. This especially includes those that support the antioxidant enzyme, glutathione, which plays a role in the liver's detoxification function. She said foods in this category include vegetables like garlic and onions. Other detoxifying vegetables involve those in the cruciferous family, which contain a sulfur-rich compound called sulforaphane, including broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, kale, and collard greens. A clinical trial from China, published in Cancer Prevention Research, tested the effects of drinking a daily broccoli sprout beverage in people living in an area with substantial air pollution. After 12 weeks, the authors found that the sulforaphane-rich drink helped the body excrete increased amounts of the pollutants benzene and acrolein. It also induced nuclear factor erythroid 2-related factor in the upper airway of participants. NRF2 regulates the expression of genes involved in the detoxification of toxicants and carcinogens. A general rule of thumb is to increase your intake of fresh produce and fiber-rich foods, said Hawk. Non-dietary measures to reduce exposure. Air pollution has been associated with inflammation affecting the lungs, heart, gut, immune system, and nervous system, said Dr. Indirpal Rundawa, a board-certified internist and pediatric pulmonologist, in an email to the Epoch Times. He advised checking outdoor air quality and limiting time outside when pollution levels are high, especially for pregnant women during the prenatal period and for young children during early childhood. He also recommended wearing a mask in high pollution conditions and noted that pregnant women may benefit more from higher quality options, such as N95 masks, which offer greater protection. An N95 mask is a non-oil filter that provides 95% efficiency in protecting against airborne pollutants. It is regulated by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. The American Lung Association warns that outdoor air pollution can enter homes through open windows and improperly filtered air conditioning systems. Also, indoor air contains many pollutants, including secondhand smoke, household chemicals, scents, and nitrogen dioxide from gas stoves. The best way to address indoor pollution is to remove the source of the chemicals, but ventilating with outdoor air by opening windows for 15 minutes per day and using a device that filters indoor pollutants can also help. While much public health focus on pollution involves outdoor toxins, indoor pollution can be just as problematic. Indoor pollutants can come from a broad scope of chemicals in household items, such as furniture, non-stick cookware, and vinyl tile. Taking steps to reduce exposure to indoor chemicals may benefit cognitive health. The American Lung Association recommends using a proper high-efficiency particulate air filter system in the home, noting that it can significantly reduce outdoor pollution, indoor allergens, and dust. The effectiveness of a HEPA filter depends on the quality of the device and how often you clean and replace the filter, said Rundawa. Overall, most HEPA filters are of good quality and effective.